Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Steve Daniels.
I'm going to read the story of Coco, based on the Disney Pixar film, adapted by R.J. Gregg and translated by Elvira Ortiz. Miguel Rivera lived in Santa Cecilia, a small town in Mexico. The Riveras were a family of shoemakers. Miguel did not want to make shoes. He dreamed of becoming a musician. Miguel's great-great-grandfather had been a musician. One day, he left home to share his music with the world, and he never returned. Abandoned with their daughter Coco, his wife Imelda tried hard to forget him. She even forbade Miguel's family from playing music. On the Dia de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, Miguel's family placed photos of their ancestors on the ofrenda, a special altar, so they could visit the land of the living, all except Miguel's great-great-grandfather. One year, a photo of Mama Imelda and Coco fell off of the ofrenda, and the frame broke. Miguel picked up the photo and discovered his great-great-grandfather was holding a guitar. Looked like the guitar of the famous musician, Ernesto de la Cruz. Miguel thought that de la Cruz must be his great-great-grandfather. "Please don't be mad," Miguel said to the portrait. Then, feeling that music was his destiny, Miguel took de la Cruz's guitar. Miguel strummed the guitar. A beautiful chord filled the tomb. Marigold petals swirled around Miguel as if by magic. Suddenly, voices surrounded the tomb. Miguel ran outside and saw many spirits, including his ancestors. The dead Riveras realized Miguel was in trouble. They led him to the land of the dead to get the help of Mama Imelda. Mama Imelda was stuck in the land of the dead because her photo was not on the ofrenda. Miguel had it. Miguel was stuck too. He was cursed for taking de la Cruz's guitar. He needed to receive an ancestor's blessing by sunrise, or he'd be stuck in the land of the dead forever. "Miguel, I give you my blessing," said Mama Imelda, offering a blessed marigold petal to go home, to put my photo back on the ofrenda, and to never play music again. Miguel refused the blessing. "If I want to be a musician," he said, "I need a musician's blessing." Miguel ran away to find his great-great-grandfather. First, he found a fellow musician, Hector. Hector was stuck in the land of the dead, too. He agreed to help Miguel find de la Cruz. Miguel, in exchange, would bring Hector's photo back to the land of the living so he could visit his daughter. Miguel and Hector found de la Cruz at his mansion. De la Cruz was happy to meet his great-great-grandson, but Miguel soon discovered a dark secret. In life, Hector and De La Cruz had been partners until De La Cruz poisoned Hector. "Those were my songs that made you famous," Hector said to De La Cruz. "You have to be willing to do whatever it takes. Seize your moment," said De La Cruz. Then, to protect his secret, he took Hector's photo and threw the two friends into a deep pit. In the pit, Miguel had no way to escape. Gone was Hector's hope of visiting his daughter. "I wrote her a song, Remember Me," Hector said sadly. "We used to sing it every night. My Coco." "Coco?" Miguel interrupted. Miguel showed Hector the photo of his great-grandmother, Coco. "We're family?" Hector asked Miguel. It was true. Hector was Miguel's great-great-grandfather, not De La Cruz. Miguel was so happy, he let out a yell. Mama Imelda's spirit guide, Pepita, heard Miguel's yell and flew to his rescue. Reunited, Mama Imelda learned that Hector had always meant to come home. "I can't forgive you," she told him, "but I will help you." Hector began to disappear because Coco's memory of him was fading. Quickly, Mama Imelda and Hector sent Miguel back to the land of the living with their blessing. A moment later, Miguel was back in the tomb. He picked up De La Cruz's guitar and ran home to Mama Coco. He started to sing, "Remember Me." Mama Coco's eyes lit up and she began to sing along. Then she began to remember her papa, Hector. Mama Coco told Miguel how much she loved her father. She opened her drawer and pulled out the missing piece of the photo. Finally, music flowed through the Rivera home, and Hector's photo was on the ofrenda, right where it belonged. From then on, Miguel and his family made music. On the Day of the Dead, the celebration included all of the Riveras, both living and dead.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.